Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, today we want to dive right back in where we left off on the broadcast yesterday. We are in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We're talking about how important it is to understand the appointments of life, and by that I mean that God appoints the circumstances of our lives. God appoints the perplexities of our lives. And the quicker we understand and accept and yield to that, the better off we'll be. Because as long as we either don't understand it or in having some inkling of it, we fight against it, we resist it, we don't accept that, we don't want God controlling these areas of our life, and so we fight against it our whole life, futilely, because you can't fight against God, and He's going to control these areas of our life, whether we allow Him to or not. You know, it's not a matter of letting God take control of your life. God has control of your life, friend. You don't let Him do anything. He is in control of the circumstances of your life. He is in control of the perplexing elements of your life. The only question is not, will you let God take control? You can't either let Him or stop Him from taking control. The only question is, will you yield to His control rather than fight against it? You can't stop it, you can't change it, but you can fight against it, which is always to your detriment. It not only is frustrating because you can't succeed in fighting against God, but it has pretty serious consequences in this life and even more serious consequences in eternity. So the quicker you accept the fact that God is in control of the elements of your life and you yield to that and you make your goal knowing God, worshiping God, serving God, learning more about God, understanding what God has appointed for your life, and to the extent that He allows you to, understanding why He has appointed certain things for your life, and seeking His will and His plan for your life and yielding yourself to it. When you do that, then life takes on a very rich dimension, and you'll find that all of these difficulties and perplexities that were so hard to understand and so hard to accept before, now not only are not so difficult to accept, but you can see them in an entirely different light, and they add fulfillment, they add happiness, they add richness to your life that before they could not do. And it all has to do because you have yielded to God and made Him the center of your life. That's the key. And that's what Solomon is teaching us here in the book of Ecclesiastes. Well, I pause to welcome you to this Tuesday, July 28 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and to thank those whose financial gifts keep us teaching on this station. Yes, God appoints the circumstances of our lives. There's a time to be born, there's a time to die, and so forth. The first 8 verses of this chapter. God appoints the perplexities of our life, those things that are more difficult to understand. But He's the one who appoints our labors and makes them succeed to the extent that He wants them to succeed. Verse 9, what profit has the worker from that in which he labors? Well, the answer to that is exactly whatever profit God appoints. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? The profit that God ordains for him to have from it? No more, no less. And we talked about this in the broadcast yesterday. Some people, I don't mean when I use the word men, you understand I'm using it generically. I don't mean that to the exclusion of women. Some people work exceedingly hard without a great deal of success. And if they're putting their whole hope for happiness and fulfillment in life on the success of what they're working at, and they don't achieve the success that they were anticipating, then they are going to be so frustrated, so disappointed, perhaps even become very bitter and disillusioned because they worked so hard and it just didn't work out. But if you understand this principle, God appoints the perplexities of life. God assigns the success and significance of human labor. And when you yield it all to Him and recognize, I'm going to achieve exactly what God wants me to achieve. No more, no less. My life belongs to Him. He made me. He made me with the abilities and gifts that He wanted me to have, different from any other person in all the world. He ordained the circumstances of my life that directed how my gifts and talents are going to be used, what vocation they're suitable for, and what vocations are available to me. You can take two people that have similar gifts and abilities in life. One of them lives in America. One of them lives in a poor country in Africa. And I can promise you it doesn't matter whether the person in Africa has equal or even greater intellect, gifts, and abilities than the one in America. The one in America stands in a position to achieve a great deal more from his labors, if we're talking about financial reward, a great deal more from his labors than the one in that poverty-stricken country in Africa. I've been privileged to minister in Africa a number of times over the years, and I've observed this with my own eyes. There are some amazingly talented people living in near poverty because there just aren't any opportunities, that there aren't any circumstances by which they can achieve anything with their gifts, their intellect. About the only way you can become financially successful in many of these countries is by getting involved in some kind of dubious scheme that generally is connected with corruption in government. And if you don't go that route, it's just not going to happen. That's just about all there is to it. Well, that's not fair, somebody would say. Well, in what manner of speaking, it's not. But wait a minute. Why were you thinking about this person now and talking to him? Why were you born in Africa? How did that happen? That was God's appointment. How is it that you were born in the situation where the exercise of your gifts and talents are not going to produce much financially? That's God's appointment. Why? I can't tell you, but I can tell you this, that if you will trust Him, love Him, serve Him, make Him the center of your life, you will find great joy and fulfillment in the what would seem to us to be limited opportunities that are available to you there. They will take on a richness, they will take on a beauty, they will take on a desirability that you could not imagine if you'll put God first. And I've seen that. The people that I go to minister to are amazing people, and I will tell you that most of the time their joy, their faith in God, their yieldedness to Him, their delight in Him and who He is to them and what He does for them, so far exceeds that which you find among American Christians, that it's embarrassing, to be honest with you. You come back to America and you find all these Americans who have so much in every way, and so many who are complaining and discontent, and you want to say, if you would just let me take you to where I've been and put you there for a few months, you would come back with an entirely different perspective. Well, we can't do that, of course. We can't pick everybody up and take them someplace else and give them those kinds of experiences. But what we can do is learn this lesson that Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes is teaching us. Make God the center of your life and accept His appointments as wise and good for you because of who He is, and you can trust Him. And then whatever your lot in life, it's going to be good. You'll see it as good. You will delight in it. You will find fulfillment and happiness in it. But if you make achieving certain things, acquiring certain things, your goal in life instead of God, you will be continually unhappy, frustrated, disillusioned. It just won't go well. And then we come to this interesting verse in verse 11, which I've called the perspective of eternity. It says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to end. What is this saying? Well, it's saying, first of all, that God's appointments are good. We're talking about how God appoints the circumstances of our lives. And this tells us He made everything beautiful in its time. That word beautiful means good, fitting, appropriate. God makes every appointment, every circumstance of your life, of my life, good and fitting and appropriate in its time. And by faith now, we can see that if we are trusting God and putting Him first in our life. We can know this is true because God is good. And God, everything He makes is beautiful. If there's anything that's not beautiful, it's because sin has disrupted it. But even the things that sin has marred, God picks them up and makes them beautiful again. He does. I remember a song many years ago, Everything is Beautiful in Its Own Way. That's really coming from this verse. He has made everything beautiful in its time. God does that. God's appointments are good. And again, this is just coming back and saying what I've already been saying. When you understand that, when you accept that, when you make God your goal and accept what He gives you as His good gifts for you, and you're content with that, you believe that, you yield to that, you work with that, and are willing to accept that because they come from God, then you will come to see that everything that God has placed in your life is beautiful. You see, the problem isn't what God has given you. The problem is the perspective with which you view it. If you view it with a jaundiced eye, it's not going to look beautiful. No matter how good that would look to somebody else, it's not going to look good to you. But if you will look at these things with an eye of gratitude and faith in God, then everything is beautiful. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying, good day. May God give you His eternal peace.